This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Yep.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III can help you get the compensation you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. What's the website, Hayden? G3HelpMe.com. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
How about it? How about that Ryder Cup, baby? Here we go. USA. USA. Nobody?
You know, I saw.
Come on.
Well, it was dominant.
It was. I was going to say. It wasn't even just a win. It was a blowout.
19-9.
Kicking ass. Chugging beers out there. Old JT and company. Getting the crowd fired up. Shouting USA. My God. What a moment. What a moment.
You saw who the big winner of the weekend was, right? For golf? You saw it, right? You saw everyone wrapping around and finally realizing the content machine that is Bryson DeChambeau. I don't want to say I've been ahead of the curve,
God.
Everyone loved it this weekend.
He's got the Happy Gilmore effect, man. Just because that par five, instead of laying it up to the left, and went straight for the hole, and everybody's like, my God, Bryson. Like, everybody freaked out over that.
That's not all of it. They said my man, every time he put out a driver, would hold it up above his head like a sword. Get the crowd cheering. One time he put his driver away, and the crowd started like groaning. He's like, don't worry, guys, I'm still going for the green. I just didn't need my driver. You got the one hole on Saturday where the Europeans won't concede it. He makes the putt. He lays down his putter to measure it. It's less than a putter length. Just looks back at him.
He was trolling.
He's dabbing up Brooks. What people are saying is that it's just like he changed his hat. He needs to quit wearing the goofy hats. That's what people are saying.
What are you talking about?
The hats he wears make him look...
What, are they too small?
Pretentious. No, he wears like fedoras. Never seen like taxi hats.
Oh,
like,
okay, I get what you're saying. Those hats. I thought you meant the hats
like Chubbs wears in Happy Gilmore. Golf hats. I'm saying like he's quit wearing those. If he wore like a normal hat, I think people would like him more.
That's the reason. Not the fact that he's just a jerk.
He's not a jerk.
Yes, he's a jerk.
When you saw the pictures of him just with no hat on, looking fly in his blazer, you're like, oh, this is a good looking dude. Him and Brooks, he just sitting there next to each other, like this could be a dynamic duo
here. Sitting there laughing, having a good time.
They could be a dynamic duo, hitting the bars together, doing whatever.
I like them better when they hate each other, to be honest. That's just me. I like a little storyline rivalry. Golf doesn't have a lot of this. I like it when they hate each other.
What I'll say is that Brooks made the right decision to bend the knee to King Bryson.
Especially
with the weekend he had. He wasn't playing.
Wasn't it DeChambeau who more bent the knee? Didn't he get asked about it? He was the one that was like, oh, it's the media creating the tension.
It is.
It's the media.
It's the Barstool boys.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't them two actually going at it.
That was actually the difference is like usually all the golf media tries to take cheap shots at Bryson all the time and turns the fans against him and stuff like that. And this week they're like, oh, Bryson's cool. USA, USA. We got to be American and patriotic. Mm-hmm. And plus, I also think that the captain – or not the captain. Who was it we said last week was mad at Brooks for acting like he didn't want to be there?
Some legend that played back in the day.
I think that kind of helped because I feel like Brooks tried to change his attitude after that and tried to be a Mr. Team guy because everyone's kind of being like, okay, bro, we get it. You don't want to be there. You're an individual player. So how about that, USA? My man Morikawa coming through.
Yes, sir.
He got the deciding points. My guy.
DJ looked good.
DJ looked awesome.
Went 5-0, I believe, in his...
He was paired up with Morikawa a lot in the doubles, and they kicked ass.
Yeah, they did.
And I liked afterwards, I asked him if, you know, since he's the old man on the team, if he still had enough energy to go party. He's just like, absolutely.
And I love it.
At that point, it was awkward because you're like, oh, yeah. He had a little bit of a coke problem, but he can still, like, go with the young boys. Yeah. Like, he knows how to party. DJ, don't worry about DJ.
It was wild back in the day. It was cool seeing, like you said, kind of everybody, like, celebrating, too. Like I said, JT with the beers, chugging beers out there, right, getting the crowd fired
up. Good move by JT to realize that he could not finish the beer while chugging it, so just to spike it like a football instead, because the crowd didn't boo when you slammed it down.
Yeah. That is true.
It's a pro move.
Yeah, then you go to Stone Cold and just start pouring all over you. That's what Stone Cold after matches would, you know, get 3 or 4 beers and try to chug them, and most of it would just end up on his shirt and stuff, but it looked like he was drinking 3 or 4 beers, but mostly he was drinking like a drink, one sip, and spilling the rest of it. Power move by JT.
How about the biggest winning margin in Ryder Cup history? How about that?
The squad was good.
I mean, my goodness.
The squad was good. Did you see Rory though after the conclusion of the Ryder Cup?
I did not.
Good move for Rory. He's out there talking about how much it meant to him, and he's out there crying.
Really?
How special it was, and now he's gonna, you know, miss it, and he can't wait to be back in 2 years.
What a baby.
It's pretty good.
I'm just kidding. That's
I thought it was pretty cool. He was talking about how it's the best thing in golf and how it means a lot, and basically, like, you know, as I'm getting a little older, I'm learning to appreciate it more. And
these players care about this. They do.
Yeah. The fans do, too. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we'll be back in 2 years.
Somewhere in Europe, right? Just I don't know what the process is on how do they decide where to play, though, in Europe. Like,
I don't. I'm sure. I
was just kind of surprised it was in Wisconsin this past weekend.
That's a nice course, though. That was
Okay. I just.
The 2023 Ryder Cup will be held in Italy.
Okay.
At Marco Simone Golf and Country Club near Rome. So I don't know.
But that was cool. That was a cool moment. Everybody getting along. Like I said, everybody just having a good time out there. It was a good time.
I want to go to one of those before I die.
It'd be cool, wouldn't it?
I'd like to go to Ryder Cup before I die. I don't know how hard the tickets are to get out. You'd think they'd be pretty hard.
Probably.
So 2023.
Well, they did say that, like, this year, usually the fans are kind of split. If it's like in the U.S., they usually say it's like 64. They said this year is like 80-20 because of COVID, people coming from Europe.
Didn't want to travel.
Right. So they said like it was a whole lot of just U.S. fans this year.
2025 is at Beth Page Black. That's in Farmingdale, New York. 2027 is at the golf course at Adair Manor. That's in County Limerick, Ireland. Could that be Rory's last one? Nah, surely he'll be one of the best European players longer than that. And then 2029, Chaska, Minnesota. That's pretty right there on the links. Those are the next 4 Ryder Cups.
So they got this planned out way ahead of time, don't they?
I guess so.
Wow. Going back to the NFL real quick, we had our really, I guess, what, first big trade of the regular season, not the offseason. I guess what Minshew to the Eagles was pretty much the only decent-sized trade. I guess there's little ones here and there. But this seems kind of big. Panthers trading for C.J. Henderson from the Jaguars. C.J. Henderson, probably remember the name, first-round pick, was with the Jacksonville Jags, like I said.
It's wild to me they got him for a third-round pick and Dan Arnold.
Dan Arnold's pretty good, though.
I laughed. I hadn't got to talk about it enough. I meant to talk about it on Thursday or Friday, mostly Friday, but then we were late to the remote. It was a whole thing, but I'm going to miss the Sam Darnold to Dan Arnold connection. That made me laugh every time that there was a tight end playing with Sam Darnold named Dan Arnold. I don't know why I thought it was so funny, but I did.
The announcers seemed to like it, too. Darnold to Arnold. But, yep, it'll be over as, of course, the Panthers' first-round pick, J.C. Horn, top 10 pick, going to be missing quite a bit of time, possibly the season, with multiple broken bones in his foot. So the Panthers feel like they're in win mode, win now mode. 3-0, went ahead and pulled the trigger on this trade for, again, former top 10 pick himself.
They feel like they can be a playoff team this year.
I wonder what it is that C.J. Henderson, the Jags, just nothing. I mean, is he just that bad? I mean, it's kind of hard to – I feel like it's hard to trade a top 10 pick after 1 year, basically. But either way, not Urban Meyer guy, I guess.
Yeah, they said him and Urban Meyer kind of butted heads. They said they're both – like they said C.J. Henderson's kind of a head case, and that's not going to work with – Urban Meyer, who is just in over his head and stressing out about everything.
Yeah.
Also doesn't fit their timeline. But it is wild they got a first-round pick that was pretty good, you know.
I mean, he had a couple of big interceptions, big pick in week one of last year. But Either way, we'll see what happens, see how he, his impact with the Panthers. I want to give an update. Andy Reid was taken to the hospital. They're calling it dehydration after Sunday's loss to the LA Chargers. They were said he wasn't really feeling well after the game, feeling ill. And, yeah, they got a little worried about it, took him to the hospital. Apparently he's doing a lot better and is expected to be fine and should be probably – they haven't officially ruled it, but it kind of sounds like he'll be good to go for their – game against his former team, the Eagles, coming up this this Sunday. So a little bit of a scare there after the game. Nothing to worry about too much for the Chiefs. We had some NBA news. The Ben Simmons drama, man, just continued all weekend. You guys see all the reports, headlines coming in. Players were going to visit Ben Simmons to convince him to rejoin the team. Ben Simmons is like, no. He's like, no thanks, guys. I'm good. And now, I mean, basically it's still just a – same situation. Not going to show up to training camp. Players still trying to talk him into it. Doesn't look like it's going to happen, John.
We'll see.
You still think he shows up?
I don't know. I don't know. He says he's going to sit out a year. Don't know if I buy that.
It's a long time.
So we'll see.
A lot of money.
Okay.
It's a lot of money, yeah. Although, like, he's got a lot of money already and, like, depends how much he hates him. Doc Rivers went around last week trying to act like his comments were misconstrued by the media. And tried
I saw him was on First Take, right? Wasn't he talking on First Take, I believe?
And then he tried to say something that, like, I don't know if you forgot that we have, like, the video. And, like, we could easily go back in the sport. It was kind of dirty how SportsCenter did him, but I guess, like, if you're in the media and you're getting accused of lying, like, I guess you could show it, but, like, Doc said, here's what I said. And then, like, on SportsCenter, they played the actual clip. It was like, I don't know if Doc just misremembered or... or what, but here it is.
Oof. We'll see. That's going to be probably, what, the talk of the NBA going into the season now that we're into training camp and everything. I mean, that's going to be, yeah, that'll be the conversation. What's Ben Simmons going to do?
Season starts soon.
What is it, late October?
Media days today.
Yeah, so you're seeing a lot of these players in talking to their teams.
I saw David. Why is David Letterman in a press conference? And why is he talking, asking KD stupid questions? What was that whole deal? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I don't know if.
Like, I know it's just a. Is it just a prank, right? Because, I mean.
Maybe he's just trying to branch out with something new with his TV show or, you know.
But also saw.
KD got mad. Like, he was like anybody in here.
I mean, yeah.
And I heard he doesn't like Letterman either way. Like, he doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard he didn't like him previous.
Doesn't like his style of interview or what?
I don't know. I saw somebody say that, though.
Okay.
Yeah, asking him, where'd you get your KD nickname?
Yeah.
Like, and he gave some, like sarcastic kind
Kevin
of jerk answer. Yeah.
His last name's D with Durant.
That's funny.
I didn't really think it was that funny. I'm just kind of like, what the hell's going on?
Well, I mean, I just think, no, I thought Durant's answer was funny.
Oh, yeah. Durant knows, he knows how to troll. He knows how to troll people. That's for sure. On this day, a year ago as well, let's go into headlines with a little blast to the past. Any guesses on this day a year ago?
This day a year ago?
A year ago, 2020. Man, it's been a long year, hasn't it? Sheesh.
A year ago, 2020.
Yep.
It's been like the Lakers winning the title?
No. It's kind of goofy. It's a little goofy. Oh.
Stop tainting this game.
What are they tainting this game?
I guess the Lakers win the title like what, in the first week of October, I feel like? I was down when I was there for Georgia, so it'd be like the first, you know. All right, so for this day in history last year. All right, what sport?
It's not a sport.
Okay, movie.
It's kind of it's kind of a trend, an event, an eventful trend.
The Busta Challenge. I'm gonna bring that back.
I was gonna say I wish.
That should be a national holiday. I miss that.
Uh huh.
These TikTok phases have gotten.
It was a TikTok and it blew up, man.
They've gotten
I'm
lazy.
Telling you,
they've gotten lazy with their damn TikToks. These girls.
Was it the Renegade thing?
No, it's TikTok that blew up. I'm telling you, probably the biggest TikTok of the year last year. Some would say
biggest TikTok of the year last year.
Some would say
something with Jackson Mahomes. I don't know what is it.
Did you say Jackson Mahomes throwing water on that guy after he was like?
Nothing happened to him.
It was the guy that was listening to Mac Fleetwood. Mac Fleetwood? Mac? Whatever, man. Whatever the band is.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. He'll get it. I did actually see this. I should have gotten this.
Yeah,
this
was a year ago.
Yeah, I did see this.
Listen to the Dream by the band.
What was the band?
I think it's Dreams.
I need to look up the song.
Well.
Is it Dreams?
It's Dreams.
You sure it's on Dream?
I'm sure.
What was the band so I can go look it up?
You want to take a guess at the band name one more time?
I can't believe I got that wrong. No, I'm good. I know it.
Do you?
What is it?
Let the audience know.
I'm not gonna play this little game and look stupid.
I think the ship has sailed on that one.
More of the Ocean Spray video, I guess, because he was carrying Ocean Spray, got a whole sponsor. You guys know the video I'm talking about, by the way, right?
But I was trying to remember, like, I'm mixing it up with another band. What band was it again? Because, you know, all the TikToks go to music, so I'm trying to make sure I'm on the right band.
All right, let's go to break.
Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Does your business need storage space? Do you need someone to safely deliver?
Do you try to make a quarterback move if you're one of these teams? Like, if you're the Steelers, do you look around and say, we should just maybe get off Big Ben now? Or do you look and say, hey, the year's over anyways, we just are what we are, let's just make the best we can and send him off. Not in style by any means, but let's just rot it out and see what happens.
I mean, who would you try to make a move for?
Like, exactly.
Drew Locke, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, Minshew again, yeah.
I mean, neither one of those guys are great, but I mean, I think both Drew Locke and Gardner Minshew are better than Big Ben at this point. Hell, Cam Newton's better than Big Ben at this point.
Wouldn't you rather just throw Haskins out there? That's
maybe.
Former first-round pick.
That's something you have to do if you're the Steelers. You have him on there.
Now, the Colts are just screwed. Colts don't have a backup plan. I mean, they would have to trade for somebody, but you really want to give up, like, even just a third or fourth-round draft pick for Drew Locke, who...
You can't do that whenever you traded a second.
Exactly.
That could turn into a first and a third-round pick last year, because... It does seem like they're not a quarterback away from being good anyways. I was just curious because it feels like – and also, like, man, again, if you're Miami, you got to feel awful if you're a Dolphins fan. Your team looked more confident with Jacoby Brissett. And, again, Justin Herbert looks like a monster. I thought it was a little premature to start calling him a top five quarterback, but he's been pretty good. He was pretty good last week. I still think in the first 2 weeks he left some points on the field, but – we'll see how he progresses. But at the very least, he's much, much, much better than Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Hell, he might be better than Joe Burrow. Like, maybe the Bengals should get lumped into this too, but at least they could say Joe Burrow can complete passes down the field.
Burrow's, he's good.
He's not as good as Justin Herbert, though, it doesn't look like. Like, no one's putting Joe Burrow in the same conversations they're putting Justin Herbert.
Nope.
And I understand he was hurt last year, but even when he was healthy, he didn't look the same as Justin Herbert.
I think Burrow's stats would have been better than Herbert's if he'd have played all year. They were about the same pace when he got injured. Whatever it was.
Maybe, but like no one was making claims that Burrow was a top up-and-coming quarterback. I didn't feel like
they were just throwing a ton.
Yeah,
he couldn't run the ball.
He's going to die.
And he was going to have a full season. Herbert only, you know, didn't start the first couple games.
Now, I will say, like, the Bengals were a much worse situation than the Chargers were last year.
A lot less talent, yeah.
But, I mean, if you're the Dolphins, you're not even in the conversation.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt to have a chance to, like, because, I mean, they were a team that if they had Justin Herbert with that defense, they might be Super Bowl favorites in the AFC.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Just go get Deshaun. Just do it.
I know,
just pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. Why not, man? Why not?
Because he might go to prison.
Yeah.
You might trade for a sex offender that's going to prison for 18 months at the least.
Tua's not playing right now.
He's not, but at least he's not a sex offender.
I'm not trying to make Deshaun Watson sound like a better person or anything. I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna play this game, then just do it. Go for it. Like, you could say that he could go to prison. He could also play this whole year and not have any ramifications whatsoever. Like, he could be active right now. He could be playing right now.
He could. It has to feel awful if you're the Dolphins and you had a window. Mm-hmm. And again, if you just would have made one different draft pick that you had the chance to make.
Yep.
It wasn't like you needed some lottery luck. It wasn't like you had to have somebody fall to you or whatever. It was
So you're out on Tua completely is why you're making this sound.
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing anything.
Or just as a – I mean, well, Herbert's not winning a Super Bowl this year either.
I think the Dolphins could have won the AFC with him. That defense?
That seems still a little far-fetched.
I mean, it might be, but you disagree that the Dolphins would be much better?
Oh, I mean, yeah. No, I would agree.
They
would
won
10
games last year, so, I mean, like, this defense that you called top three last week, if you put in with Justin Herbert, it feels like they would have a much better shot. especially in an AFC that we said is wide open.
Yep.
Instead, they're going to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out what to do at quarterback. So, yeah, I'm out on Tua. Like, I'm out on Tua even being able to play a full season. Like, I mean, he's been injured the last 3 years.
I mean, that was just the number one concern, too, sure. Was injuries.
Sure. So, I mean, like, you not only did you, like, make the wrong pick talent-wise, you also took the guy who had injury concerns that, guess what, yep. has gotten here and gotten injured. What the hell is Mario Cristobal doing? How did he not win more games than Justin Herbert?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess they just kept losing those dumb games throughout his career where they'd blow big leads or do something stupid at the end. And
some
like
upset.
A couple Stanford games. Yeah, so, I mean, seems wild.
Glad
seems
I was
wild.
High on Justin Herbert coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starting to buy the Chargers a little bit. Man, this guy, you were kind of a Chargers hater there for a minute, remember? You was a Justin Herbert hater as well.
What was it I said about when it came to that, Cam? I'd take the Broncos over the Chargers, and one team's 3-0 and one's 2-1. Okay, so I don't think I'm wrong on that yet.
Yeah. Broncos have beat nobody, and the Chargers just beat the Chiefs.
And the 21st-ranked quarterback in the league.
Come on. That's hilarious. That's funny. That really is funny.
I got questions about the Chiefs. I've had them all offseason. Beating them is impressive. I'm not downplaying that, but we'll see with the Chargers. They look better than I thought they would so far. I think that's a bad loss they had to Dallas. If the Chargers win that game, they're 3-0, I think we'd be having a different conversation. Yeah. And I'm not even saying the Cowboys didn't deserve to win that game. I'm simply saying if you hold the Cowboys at 20 points, you would expect your offense to go score more than that.
Right.
Not saying losing to Dallas is bad, but I'm saying to have that home performance and blow that game, that's got to hurt, because if the Chargers are 3-0 with a win over the Chiefs that are 1-2, like, they would feel really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Monday Night Football game is actually going to be really good.
Them and the Raiders?
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty good Monday Night Football games. You know, all the jokes about how Monday Night Football is always terrible hasn't really been the case so far. Tonight, I mean, I think the Eagles-Cowboys is a good one.
Yep.
Like I said, next week you get Vegas at the Chargers. Two quarterbacks playing at a high level. Both teams probably feeling pretty good about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
The week after that, Indy goes to Baltimore, which on paper that should have been better. Could be the death blow for the Colts. That could be tough. Week 6, Buffalo at Tennessee. Some good games.
That would be good.
Some good games.
Love to see it.
What are the updated Super Bowl odds? Head over to FanDuel, Cam. Yeah. Give me the updated Super Bowl odds if you can get there.
Yeah, let me see what we got rocking and rolling.
Because it feels like, I mean, it feels like the Rams should be favored, but I can't imagine that they want to be too exposed on the Chiefs just because their offense is so good. And
yeah,
I don't think they don't want to be too exposed on Tampa Bay just because.
Rams are not the favorite.
Is it Tampa?
It is Kansas City.
Still.
Plus 600.
At 1-2.
Yep.
I mean, that's basically them saying, screw it. Like, you can bet on it if you want, but we're not giving you the odds. Or can you give me the top five?
Yeah, number one is Chiefs, plus 600. Tampa Bay comes in second at plus 650.
So still, the top two are still the top two.
Yep. And then the Rams are third at plus 950, tied with the Bills.
Did that used to be plus 500 for the Chiefs? Do we remember?
I think you're right about that.
I feel like it was both like 500 and 550 and not 600 and 650, but maybe I'm wrong.
But yeah, Rams and Bills are tied at plus 950. Then Green Bay comes in at plus 1200, followed by the Ravens and Browns tied at plus 1300.
The Ravens and Browns?
Yep.
What the hell have you seen from the Ravens that makes you think they can win the Super Bowl?
Nothing.
They beat the Chiefs. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Imagine taking the team that just had to have a 66-yard field goal to beat Detroit after a blown delay of game.
That's your Super Bowl team.
Woo-hoo. The Browns, I don't feel like the Browns have still gotten it together. Now, maybe they...
Defense looks good. I mean, I don't know how much that is. The Bears' offensive line. They play the Texans week two.
So they have it.
I mean, they kind of.
The Texans moved the ball against them pretty well.
They did all right. Really, yeah. Terod got hurt and they kind of fell off.
But. I think both those teams are good, not great. Can you keep running down that list? So they're at what, 13-1 you said?
Yep. 13-1. 49ers at 15-1. Titans 24-1. Chargers 26-1.
Chargers.
27-1. Cowboys and Broncos 28-1.
How many teams on that list do you think can legitimately win a Super Bowl this year?
I was gonna ask that.
If think all the top four can.
Chiefs, Rams, Bills, and
Bucks,
and I think the Packers. You'd have to throw the Packers too.
In there, yeah.
Yeah.
Defense looked pretty good for most of the game. Though. Yeah. They couldn't get the stop when they had to get one, but.
I guess they could. I don't trust the Browns yet. I don't trust the Ravens.
Yeah, throw the Browns and Ravens out there. Neither one of those teams win the Super Bowl.
Trust your Titans?
Non-homer take. I think the Titans can win the Super Bowl if their first-round pick comes back and performs well. Halfway through the year. I think that – and, like, if Bud Dupree gets healthy. They'd have to be healthy, too. Like, I mean, like – I will say I think they could if they have – they'd have to have things go their way, though. Because the defense has been pretty good, all things considered. The pass rush looks – they looks like they found a stud from that came over from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple big sacks yesterday. The linebacking play has been pretty good, except Rashawn Evans. I'm so sick of Rashawn Evans. David Long's been pretty good for Jayon Brown, who's been banged up. And again, if Caleb Farley could come in and be good and healthy, like pairing him with Christian Fulton, I think that could be a secondary that you could do good things with. So it would take Julio and A.J. Brown being healthy too. So as of now, I would say no, but I do think they have a high ceiling. I do think if they're healthy, they have a high ceiling. And I hope that they're just being cautious with these receivers and trying to like ease them into it, and that there's just not going to be a nagging injury that they just never get right and it's a wasted season.
Yeah.
Agree with that or no? Like again, obviously a Titans fan.
If everything starts clicking, absolutely.
I think it'd have to go near perfect for them, but
yeah.
I think you could win a Super Bowl with Tannehill.
Yeah.
Not with him like elevating you like, you know, as a Patrick Mahomes type, but I think he is someone that can go and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough for me to say that. Just because and it's not anything against Tannehill. I like him. I think he's good. But it's just like, man, when you think about the matchups, like you're going to have to go head-to-head with either Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes at some point.
I mean, he's beaten both of them head-to-head. He's outdueled both of them.
Not in the postseason, but yeah.
He's up double digits against, you know, the Chiefs and lost that game. But I'd say that's more because of the defense than the offense. But, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't want to play those teams, but you're going to have to. I think we could score points.
Yeah. I think.
But we have to be healthy. We have to have AJ and Julio be good.
What the hell are the Chargers doing at plus 20? So, what are they doing ahead of Dallas?
Oh, so you think they're too high?
They're way too high. Oh. They're ahead of Seattle, New Orleans, Denver. Arizona. These are all teams that are better than them.
Really? Because you're just taunting me for being wrong about them. And I was going to say, I think they're maybe a little too low.
Well, I mean, I think they're a playoff team, but can they really – you think this team could really win a Super Bowl? Like, come on. This team had how many penalties last week against Dallas?
They're sloppy, but I will say that, like, I think they have two – I think they have one of the best duos in receivers now that they figured out how to unlock Mike Williams. Like, he was a top 10 pick. Like, they finally have figured out how to use him and Keenan Allen together. Now, I will say, like, the lack of the run game is probably going to hurt them, and that's why I didn't have a lot of confidence against them with the Chiefs. But they got some playmakers on defense.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Saints do.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Saints' defense is pretty damn good.
But Jameis can throw the ball for 150 yards. I mean,
you think they have better odds in Seattle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think Seattle's defense is trash. Now, they go up against two good offenses. The Titans were a good offense in the second half, and the Vikings have been playing really good offense, but I don't think.
I think we're blowing this Chargers beating the Chiefs win a little out of proportion. That's what I think. I think that's what's happening.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, it's just another data point. We'll get to see more after, you know, the next couple of weeks and the Chargers and Raiders on Monday night. That'll be fun. Those odds were brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Tonight, the biggest game of the week can get even bigger. New customers get 30-1 odds on either team to win. You can turn $5 into $150 when you bet on either the Eagles or the Cowboys tonight. It's just one of the ways that FanDuel is always trying to hook you up with great offers. It's America's number one rated sportsbook app. It's safe. It's secure. There's fast payouts and a lot of options for betting. The same game parlay, always fun as well. Can help you with a big payday. Just sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS, one word, this week, today. And you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Promo code TALKSPORTS. So they know that we sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. We'll play some winners and losers of the weekend coming up after the break. Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Go ahead and give us the short version of the song.
Winners and losers, winners and losers, winners and losers.
Cam, who won this weekend?
All right, my number three winner of the weekend. I gave it to the Falcons and the Vikings. Getting them out the mud a little bit. Avoided the 0-3 start to kind of keep hope alive for both those teams. And we've talked about the Vikings. Feel like they're better than their record actually is. Falcons have an easy stretch of games coming up, or easier, I guess, depending on who you ask. So, puts them in a good position that maybe they can get them better and improve from there. So, good for them getting their first wins of the season. Makes them winners. My number two winner of the weekend, I gave it to the U.S. Ryder Cup team. We kind of talked about it earlier. Just dominant performance across the board, it seems like. Great for them. Rocked it out. Showed Europe who's boss at golf.
USA. USA. USA.
Man, that was getting me fired up.
Mm. Yeah. Winners.
It would be cool to go to one.
I gave it to Justin Tucker. I mean, he's already been, people talk about him as the greatest kicker of all time. Doesn't miss. You see, he's made 50 straight field goals in the fourth quarter or overtime or something like that.
Jeez.
Insane. He doesn't miss when the game's on the line. And this time, he did it with a basically NFL record 66-yarder. It barely got in there, but it got in there. So, works
shout
for
out
him.
To the Steelers hater who was tweeting out that. Did you see they tweeted out Justin Tucker making 60 yards from warmups, and the Steelers hater pretty much was like, "Can't do that in a real game." And then, of course, freezing cold takes.
Yeah.
Jumped on that one real quick. So
easy money there. Yeah, but Justin Tucker, my number one winner of the weekend. Sean, who'd you have winning?
My winners of the weekend. I agree with you on one. My number three I have is Giancarlo Stanton. Did you guys see him over the weekend?
I did not. Mm-mm.
Do you guys know who Giancarlo Stanton is?
Yes.
Baseball.
Where does he play? Oh, my God. You know where he plays,
yeah.
Cam? Okay.
We'll see if he wants to.
I don't want to make this about you, Dre, but I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't watch baseball. I don't
Giancarlo
care about baseball.
Stanton plays for the New York Yankees. They had a big series in Boston, and Giancarlo... Well, he got it done. The Yankees sweep the Red Sox over the weekend. Giancarlo has 3 home runs, 10 RBIs, including a massive dinga last night to send Beantown home sad. That was a huge series. The Yankees still got to keep it going, though, as they head to the last series of the year. They're playing the Blue Jays, who are also kind of right there for that one of those last 2 wild card spots. So The Yankees needed all 3 games. They got all 3 games. The Red Sox, 1 game above the Blue Jays. The Red Sox get to play the Orioles, who are the worst team in baseball. So if you're the Red Sox, you just got to like try to win 2 of those games. Got to win 2 games. But the Yankees need it. They've won 6 in a row since they kind of started struggling. And Giancarlo, who's gotten a lot of disrespect in New York, comes up big in the biggest series of the weekend. Number 2, I went with Justin Tucker. Cam, I believe the stat you were looking for maybe is that Justin Tucker is now 16 for 16 in his NFL career on field goals in the final minute of regulation. I don't know if that's the one you're looking for, but that's another
one. Well, he also
one.
Had one where fourth quarter and overtime he had made like 50 straight.
Okay,
so,
well,
yeah.
He's the most accurate kicker in NFL history, and he's also the clutchest, and now he's got the biggest leg. So I think it's fair to say Justin Tucker, the best kicker in NFL history.
Yep.
I don't think there's any disputing it.
No.
Nope. I like him, too.
Yeah, he seems cool.
Number one, I kind of didn't know where to go. I guess I'll just go with the golf team. I thought Bryson had a big weekend. I don't know if it's going to make Bryson just the winner.
Mm-hmm.
That's my boy. Is that being biased?
It is.
No.
Maybe I'll switch it around, make Tucker number one, Bryson number two. Everyone loves Bryson, bro. I think he can parlay this. Let's quit wearing the goofy hats, bro. Just quit wearing the goofy hats. That's all.
So
you
don't think he goes back to him? Sticks with a regular
Somebody
hat?
Just get in touch with him and tell him not to. Like, he can be...
That makes that big of a difference. Get
it does. It just plays into him being a pretentious person like you're talking about. And it just all of a sudden makes you like not like him from the jump.
Maybe just not be a jerk. And
he's
maybe,
not a jerk.
Maybe people like you more.
Maybe Brooks will quit. Maybe Brooks will quit trying to troll him. Maybe all of these sheep
there you go.
That just follow, you know, what people tell him to. Maybe they'll just leave Bryson alone. there. He can be the Bryson.
Yeah, I was going to say, poor little Bryson, man. Poor little Bryson.
Okay, you get the
You just said he's, what, one of the biggest faces of golf,
you
but he can't handle a little controversy.
Draven, because you know nothing about pop culture, but Cam, your reference there, go back and watch. Yeah. Go back and watch what.
Right.
Go back and watch what Chris Cocker was saying. Turns out he was way ahead of the curb.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Leave Brittany alone. He was right. You should have left her alone. I watched that this weekend, actually. And, yeah, leave Bryson alone. And just Bryson keep the goofy hats off. He looks so much cooler. So much more likable. Cam, who lost this weekend?
All right, my number three loser of the weekend. I gave the Clemson and A&M, and Dabo and Jimbo. Just two guys that are supposed to be top of the game.
Two stupid names.
Yeah, supposed
to,
yeah, supposed
I can't
to have,
tell which one's stupid between Dabo and Jimbo. You're a grown-ass man.
Supposed to be top of the game. Their teams were supposed to be top 10 teams. I was going to say top 5. They're supposed to even be top 10 teams. And then you're getting out here and getting Clemson with a terrible upset. I guess NC State's solid this year, but still, you can't lose to NC State if you're Clemson. Lost there.
Both and offensive then, coaches, right? Like, yeah. Their offenses are just god awful. They can't move the ball against not great teams.
I mean, yeah, A&M dominant.
I mean, I guess Dabo, we'd call him an offensive coach just because he was a wide receivers coach, but I feel like he's always just been like the recruiting guy. Like, I feel like he's just been the face of the program, like the bag man. Like, that's kind of how he came up. Like, I mean, he's just kind of a weasel, and he's always kind of trying to just give himself good coordinators.
Looks like
but
a weasel.
Tony Elliott's let him down developing these quarterbacks. That DJ Ogulozi, whatever the hell his name is, I don't need to learn it because he stinks.
Yeah, DJ Ukulele is struggling big time.
Dr. Pepper needs a refund.
Yeah, they're probably – so whoever in the marketing department recommended him probably got fired.
Well, they probably thought, like, hey, it's a lock. They'll be in the playoff. They play in the ACC, and now they're already eliminated.
Yep, they are down bad, it seems like. But, yeah, they're my number three losers of the weekend. Well, number two loser of the weekend is that Gabby Petito girl's fiancé. Dog the bounty hunter's after him now.
Man, I saw this. He had a whole press conference and everything. I always kind of thought Dog was just like a fake bounty hunter. The FBI is like, yeah, Dog, we got you, man. Like, anything you need, we're going to help you out. We're going to find this guy. Dog is legit, man. Yeah, the FBI is like, yeah, we want him helping
he's
us out.
He's guaranteeing he's going to get this kid before, I think his birthday's in, like, November 8th or something.
You know where he said he was at? Appalachian Mountains.
Probably. Dog knows.
Why would he tell everybody that he knows that? If I'm the kid and I see that, I'm like, I gotta move now.
That's where he was looking, man. That's where he was looking. Apparently, there was somebody that murdered somebody, went up to the Appalachian Mountains, died up there, and they found his dead body, and they're like, oh, that was a guy that murdered the girl from like seven years ago.
I think like 40% of murders go unsolved. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's a pretty big
correctly.
Amount, yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I'd buy that.
There's lots of murders.
Lots of murders.
But yeah, that guy.
For most of them.
Yeah, exactly. So that guy's the loser of a loser of the weekend because
Dog
he's
making a comeback.
Coming.
He should be a winner.
Coming.
He should be on the winner's list. This is a big. This is a big comeback for him.
I didn't see that. If he gets him,
yeah, that'd be huge for him. Yeah.
Oh man, could you imagine
a new TV show?
I was gonna say yeah, they'd reboot that thing in a heartbeat. Yeah.
And my number one loser of the weekend, I gave it to Big Ben. Just
well,
looking
to do this. I could just do like one documentary about this case and
that's true.
Netflix. Oh, it'd blow up.
Yeah.
But Big Ben's my number one loser of the weekend. Just awful people clowning you on the internet, losing to the Bengals, just terrible all around. Ooh, yeah, rough weekend for Big Ben. He's my number one loser of the weekend. John, who do you have losing?
Yeah, poor Big Ben. Poor Big Ben. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Sure retired, man.
Should I have?
Had the chance.
My loser of the weekend, number three, I went with the Golf Channel and the Ryder Cup coverage. I thought it was abysmal. That was terrible. Every time you're trying to turn over and watch, like, you're missing shots. They're way behind, like, just what's actually happening. You can't see all the groups you want. There were only, like, four groups going on or four holes going on at one time. How can we not get, like, equal coverage of all of them? It wasn't like you even had, like, any, like, real big superstars that, like, you couldn't look away from momentarily. I know that used to be, like, a complaint whenever Tiger was at his apex that they just pretty much showed every Tiger shot. But, like, all these guys are pretty famous. I want to see all of them. Especially, like, there's a lot of, like, matches that only be, like, one hole difference. Be up like, one hole. Don't get to see any shots unless it was, like, hey, they're getting ready to tie it up or take the lead, all squared. I thought it was bad. I thought it was abysmal. They're my third biggest loser of the weekend. That's, like, one of the one events that casuals want to watch. The head-to-head patriotism stuff.
Yep.
And I thought the covers did a bad job of, you know, kind of making new stars and letting everybody see it. Number two, we already kind of talked about it. I went with Clemson's offense. Just really just Clemson in general. Might be over for old Dabo. That boy. Trevor Lawrence struggling. Travis Etienne nowhere to be found. T. Higgins was out. Did Amari Rodgers, did they even throw him the ball ever in Green Bay? Is he just there to be a punt returner?
Yeah, it looks like. Basically.
Double dip. My biggest was the weekend. Trevor Lawrence gets it again because I just think rookie quarterbacks in general.
Yeah, they're not looking great.
Rookie quarterbacks in general all took it on the chin.
Was it bad that like Burrow, Herbert, all these guys kind of last couple years have been really good? Is that not help? Because I feel like everybody's like, man, Lawrence is just terrible. It's like, man, he's played three games on a just horrible roster.
That's been the narrative, though, the past few years is that these rookie quarterbacks, one, they're not sitting them, and they're making them play right away. And two, they've been holding their own when they come in and set rookie passing records every year. Somebody new comes in. So
Justin Fields is the first quarterback to throw at least 20 pass attempts in a game and get sacked more times than he completed a pass. First one to do it since 2002 and when David Carr did it. And you don't want to be on any... Anything's with David Carr.
Oh, no.
Rookie quarterbacks, I already told you, are 1-10. The only win is Mac Jones beating Zach Wilson. It's bad. It's real bad. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. So I'm getting some zombie stuff ready for Halloween, so keep an eye on that over. Give them a follow on Instagram to keep up with their latest promotions.
I get to axe some zombies?
I think so. Maybe. We'll see. I'll keep you updated. Whenever they update me. Promo code FANRUN, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. 15% off promo code FANRUN, crafttechthrowing.com. All right, Cam, Draven says he's got some keys to victory for all the Cowboys fans out there.
I'm sure there's quite a few out there listening.
Yeah.
Well, big game tonight, John. Big game. Rivalry game, primetime, Monday night, home and opener as well for AT&T Stadium. First home game for the Dallas Cowboys. You know that crowd's going to be bopping. It's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting. Are you guys going to watch more of the Manning broadcast or more of the regular one? I can't forget what you guys like the Manning broadcast? What'd you guys say?
I'll be watching the main broadcast again.
Okay. You watch the whole game on that? Wow. Surprising. All right. I got some keys to victory for my Dallas Cowboys, man.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Win the game.
Score more points.
Score more points would be a good start. John, we got to stop Hurts running the football. That's the biggest thing. Mobile quarterback, that's all he can do.
Sure.
Jalen Hurts is, he's kind of like a poor man's Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Except he really, I mean, he really isn't even that. Maybe more a poor man's Lamar Jackson.
Kind of feels like a first or second year Dak Prescott, kind of.
Not even close. What are you talking about? Dak did not run that much. Dak? He did not run that much.
His first couple years he didn't?
Dak, all he did, they called him Dink and Dak, which Jalen Hurts is, all he does is check it down too. But
he didn't run a lot.
No.
Those zone reads are pretty good.
Down at the goal line. I mean, he wasn't running the ball nearly as much as Jalen Hurts does.
Okay.
It's more just handoff, play action. He's pretty conservative.
Okay.
You looking up his stats right now?
Mm-hmm.
How many rushing yards do you have his rookie year?
There.
Okay. Anyways, keep Hurts from running. I would, if I was, if they were asking me, hopefully they will one day. Cam would run a spy on Jalen Hurts with Micah Parsons. You saw the pursuit, the determination to get to the quarterback from Parsons, the guy, his speed, his athleticism. I mean, you could do a little pass rush, but I do think third down situations, bigger situations later in the game, I do think you're going to have to spy him. I think Parsons would be the perfect guy for that. Just his speed and athleticism would be able to keep up with Hurts. So that would be one thing I think a key to victory, stop Hurts running. The way to do that, have Parsons spy. That's the key. Interior line needs to be solid. Fletcher Cox, still on the other side. They still got a good defensive line. That's really their only strength. Their secondary is average. Linebackers, below average. Their defensive line is still their strength, even though they did lose Brandon Graham. Big loss. Best pass rusher out for the season. Something to keep eyes on as Dallas. Still some offensive line interior, not great. No Lael Collins, all that. Give the ball to damn Tony Pollard. I got a stat for you, John. You want to hear this? Tony Pollard.
Not particularly, but go ahead.
Tony Pollard, since being drafted, which was 20 18. He was drafted in 2019. He was drafted, right? 2019. So that's pretty much just 2 years under his belt. And I would say Derrick Henry has been on his tear the last 2 years, correct? Since being drafted, Pollard is tied with Derrick Henry for best yards after contact in the league. He's also tied with Nick Chubb for best broken tackle rate.
You're saying he's got as many yards as Derrick Henry does after contact?
It is yards after contact average.
Oh, okay.
Which is still just as impressive.
No, it's not.
How is that not?
If you're doing it 30 times a game versus four, it's much more impressive. Okay, that makes way more sense.
Since
that's kind of confused to it.
That's kind of misrepresenting that stat a little bit because, again, going in, I don't know what he came out of week three with, but going into week three, Henry had 200 yards after contact.
Again, Pollard is tied with best yards after contact average in the league.
Average.
It shows he's not getting it. Well, it shows A, he's not getting enough touches. B, that when he does get touches, he's just as explosive, right?
I mean, sure.
Right?
That's like when you take a bench player in the NBA that plays like 8 minutes. Like, per 36, he's scoring as much as Shaq
is.
We
don't have a lot of time. Let me finish.
There's more?
Tied with Nick Chubb, like I said again, for best broken tackle rate, which I think is pretty damn impressive. The fact that every time he gets the ball, he's just about breaking tackles.
Not total broken tackles.
Either way, there's a couple stats for you. Also, a stat.
I would simply ask why the offense isn't giving the ball more. It seems like they're kind of mismanaged over there in Dallas.
So the key to victory for the Cowboys today, the offense is going to be fine. The offense is going to be fine. I think they'll actually put more points on the board. Dak's going to have a good game. Offensive line's going to hold up. Big thing also.
Those stats are so stupid.
What are you talking about?
Four carries a game.
Derrick Henry and Nick Chubb, two great running backs. There's Tony Pollard right there, tied with him at the top.
Real quick, Cam,
the Eagles week one average depth of throw was like 3 yards right against the Falcons. Just check down. Against the Niners, the average yard of throw was, I believe it went up to 15. They tried to air it out. They tried to throw it down the field. It didn't work. It went from 30 points to 11 points. He's going to be dinking and dunking. He's going to be throwing the short, quick passes, and he's going to be running. Dallas just has to stop the short pass. They're not going to make big plays. Dallas can make big plays. They will win this football game. There you go.
Watkins going to have lots of big plays, Mark.
Boom.
Eagles cover.
Yep.
The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of